Back in 2011, Francis, you showed that Intel had peaked. And even back then, you showed that they had problems with their inventories and receivables. Talk about a current situation involving this new supercomputer.
Yes, this is quite interesting. The Argonne National Laboratory, the federal government basically commissioned Intel to produce a new generation of superchips for its Aurora supercomputer at the lab. And this is meant to be the great American example of supercomputing, the big global challenge. And it was meant to show the world that the United States was leading in integrated circuit design and production. Well, Intel has had problems. And in October 2017, we put a video case study on our future-creators.com website for our members of Future Creators showing Intel data going back to 1999. So we had a really long set of data. We could show how Intel was operating. And one of the things that became immediately clear is that Intel's key indices, its cash velocity index and its capital velocity index, peaked in 2011. So the data showed that Intel in 2011, it got our management grade A-. And today it's down to a C, and that makes it extremely vulnerable. So Intel had peaked really almost a decade ago. And we warned for quite a few years now already its key suppliers that it was vulnerable, likely to run into big problems, and they had to de-risk the situation quickly, as quickly as they could. Now, this has turned into a big embarrassment. The New York Times ran a large story on Intel a couple of weeks ago, talking about the delay at the Argonne National Labs and this supercomputer, which was meant to be up and running this year, may be delayed for another 2 years. Well, the question I have is, given Intel's problems, might this not be delayed even further? And Bob Swan, the CEO, has begun to talk about what I told Intel suppliers 5 years ago to expect, which is that Intel would have to restructure its supply chain. There were very complex problems, and you could see them in the Intel's inventories and in Intel's receivables. Receivable data were at their very best 12 years ago and have been deteriorating significantly ever since. There's a reason for that. You don't have a decade of constantly improving receivables, which means you're selling value and people want to pay you quickly, and you're working in their supply chain very effectively, to the following decade of diminishing inventory and receivable data, which show that you're less and less valuable in your customer supply chain. You don't have that without some very deep systemic problems. And we told our members at Future Creators to expect a complete restructuring of the supply chain into something potentially like factory in a factory. Bob Swan's now talking about outsourcing Intel chip production, and that might go to Taiwan Semiconductor. Now, one of the big problems is that Apple recently ditched Intel and has decided to have its own semiconductors made. I think it's going to be by Taiwan Semiconductor as well. So this puts Taiwan Semiconductor in a very good position. And it opens up the question of how Intel will manage both new chip design and a new supply chain system now, at this point, a full decade after the data were evident, a full decade after they should have started making very hard decisions and move forward. They didn't. And so now you have a flagship lab, Argonne National Lab, with its Aurora supercomputer all in question, simply because Intel did not look at its own data from its own financials 10 years ago and reach this simple and logical conclusion that we did long ago and act on that. Why didn't they do it? It amazes me.
So you mentioned Intel possibly moving to this complicated factory and a factory structure. What are we looking at for a timeline? And is this going to help them with this Aurora supercomputer project, or is this going to maybe help them in the future?
Well, I think the big question is going to be something like this. If your data have been deteriorating for a decade, that suggests that the managers you have in place are not up to this job. So the people who are working for you now, who have sat on their hands as the company's information velocity slowed and slowed and slowed, and the company became less and less competitive. And they sat on their hands as design delay followed design delay. Those people are not the right people. They have to be replaced. The question is by whom and by when? And at the same time, you have this question of getting the new product up and ready. So you have two massive time problems. And what it boils down to is that we may find that management just doesn't have what it takes to do this job. And I would not be in the least bit surprised. I said in 2017 that this is Intel's Kodak moment. And so 3 years ago, we made it very clear, and all the members of Future Creators could access through our website for them at future-creators.com, our video tutorial on Intel showing all these problems. So everyone knew this is not something that was particularly hidden or obscure. Members of the Future Creators got this information, they could act on it. Intel now is facing, as I said, the two time factor problems. You know, 10 years ago, they had one problem, which is let's fix the supply chain. Now they've got the problem of let's fix the supply chain, redesign the product, and replace management. And not just, you know, this is not just we're going to replace the CEO. This is all the line managers deep inside the company. There's something wrong with the company culture in a case like this. There's a lot of work will have to be done.
To de-risk your future and to find out more intel on Intel and other companies, visit us at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.